Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Lakita.
Good morning, everybody. I hope that your morning is starting off as good as mine. I know I posted about it on my blog this morning, but how refreshing is it that I'm looking out the window and the sun is peeking through and it's actually going to be in the 40s today? Now, to any other person in the world, probably thinks right now, it's springtime, it's beautiful, the birds are chirping, the grass is starting to get green, all that good stuff. I just look at the fact that I have a ray of sunshine coming in my doorway and I'm pretty happy about it. So it puts me in a good mood and a good place, and I'm pretty excited about the whole entire thing. Thank you again for joining me. This is another episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane 1973. And as my handsome young man announcer, my son, said in the beginning, I'm your host, Shane Lakita. So I hope everybody's doing really well, and I hope that you're starting off your day right. What I wanted to start off today is I wanted to talk about just a little bit of a scenario. I'm going to paint a picture real quick, and I wrote about it this morning on No Finish Line Nation and then also on the Connect platform where I discussed a conversation that I had yesterday. So here's how it all went down. So yesterday I got a call from a buddy of mine, good friend, known him for about 12, 13 years. We worked together. We started working together a long time ago. We both have progressed maybe different directions within the company, but we've been here forever. And we always confide in each other. We hold each other accountable and we do all those great things. So a really good resource and a good friend and somebody that's there for me. So I got a call from him and he wanted to go out to have a couple drinks because he needed to talk about some stuff. And I said, absolutely, let's go and talk to the wife. And she said, yep, go. And you guys don't go out all that often. And I want to, you know, make sure that you guys get some bro time to go out and do what you got to do. So we did. And we met up and we were having conversation, and come to find out he had recently been passed up for another promotion when he applied and put in for it and worked really hard and put himself out there and did well at the interview and prepared and all this stuff. Now, the long storyline is that he's done this a bunch of times with the company, and each time that he goes up for it, he's told by other people, the people that he immediately works with, that you're so ready for that next role and it's going to be great and blah, blah, blah. And then the deciding manager, or the deciding director or anything like that, they go a different direction. And he was in a space last night that he's just like, you know, I'm starting to believe on how I go through these interviews, I go through all the stuff, and I'm feeling really poor about myself. I'm feeling down about myself. You know, what am I doing wrong after I'm told by so many people that I'm doing the right things and that I should be at that next level or that next progressive place that I want to be? And then when I put myself out there and I bear myself back and I apply and I go for it and I get turned down. It goes against the grain of what other people tell me, but whoever that deciding manager or deciding recruiter or deciding director picks to go into that next role isn't me. And it bothers me, you know, is what he was saying. So we were having dialogue and conversation. So for the first, I'd say, hour, it was all just really letting him vent and really talk things through. And it's the same thing I've been told no to in different promotions. So we use each other in that end. But one of the things that I wanted to do is I wanted to discuss with him around self-worth and value and how he's now starting to identify himself as being, or define what he thinks of himself based on what another person is making a decision on his career pathing and where he wants to go. Whether it was the fact that the interview might not have gone the way that the interviewer was looking for, or maybe it's something as simple as the fact that the person might have already had a decision made, or maybe they were thinking, I like this other candidate, but I want to listen to the other ones and see if it can change my mind, which has happened to me before. You know, I've gone for a role or I've gone for a position to be promoted, and I went against somebody that was already kind of had the road paved for them. And at the interview process, it wasn't necessarily, here's some of the things you need to work on. It was more about, you really gave me a lot to think about because I was legitimately going a different one direction and you really gave me a lot to think about, which isn't great feedback, but that's the way it was. So I asked him last night, I said, are you starting to believe what the interviewer is saying to you? Are you starting to believe that the fact that maybe it was somebody else and it wasn't necessarily a big, grand, huge thing that was holding you back from getting that promotion. But maybe you're starting to believe that every time that you go for these things and you get told no, that you're not worth anything or you're not good enough to accomplish your goals and your dreams. And we talked about that for a while. And he had to think about it. He said, it's not that I personally believe that I'm not worth it. It's not that I personally think or define myself that way, but it's really hard not to when you hear the same answer over and over and over. The common denominator of all these answers that I hear of no is me. And human nature kicks in and we start to believe some of the things that are negative around us, that influence us. So we did a lot of discussion and we're talking and we were just rapping about stuff that matters. And we looked at his body of work and I said, listen, let's lay it out there. Take a look at everything you've done. How successful are you at the role that you're in? Have you promoted people? Have you been successful in your results, in your sales results, in your store? You're in a great location that performs really well. Let's talk about all the things that you've done in your career and your personal life. You're a successful father. You're a successful, a good dad, husband. You got a great house. You work hard. You got a great work ethic. We listed all these things out. So I sat there with him and I said, this is something you need to do to be able to help redefine what the external factors, the external beings that are out there, what they're trying to define you as is not who you really are. And you need to get back to the basics of knowing exactly who you are and know exactly what you're doing and know exactly what you stand for. And you can't let external influences be the one that dictates that. I posted this morning on the Coffee Talk, it's an image, and if you get a chance to check it out, all it says is basically, it says, never allow yourself to be defined by someone else's opinion of you. You know, people have opinions all day long, every day, all over the place. And they'll share those opinions, and they'll let you know. And we're in such a society that we are a part of now that it's difficult not to have somebody that expresses their opinion, judges you, bullies you, does all those things. We're in a pretty rugged, rough time where internet and the safety behind computer screens and phones give people the right, or what they think is the right, to be able to express themselves and express their opinions of you and what you're doing and those kind of things so quickly and so easily without having any face-to-face frontal contact to be able to do the things that we want to do. So I tied back our conversation with him as we were sitting there talking with our journeys. How many people across the board do I hear on Coffee Talk, on the podcast, everywhere, tell me that they've been told by somebody that they love or that they care about that, I don't know, many things that they've been told. Some people might have heard, well, you know what? You've always been big and you've always done diets, so you're gonna fall off anyway. So, you know, why put all this energy into it? You're just going to fail. Or maybe they're hearing things like just mean, vicious things. They're walking down the road and they're big people and they're really proud of themselves that day because they did some exercise or whatever. And then all of a sudden they get yelled at about some kids drive by and they make some kind of rude comment about, you know, hey, big guy or hey, big girl or whatever else that they say. So all these external factors that are out there, people's opinions, bad, good, bad, or indifferent, make us sort of define who we are. When we're growing up, how many times have we looked at magazines or swimsuit editions or Elle magazine or whatever other kind of different articles or things as we're growing up and we look at pictures of models of men and women and we think to ourselves, that's what I need to be like. Although it's totally opposite internally of who I am as a person. But I'm looking at that thing going, that's what society says is the right way to be. And we grow up that way. Look at Barbie dolls and look at Ken dolls and we look at all this different stuff that we're faced with in our lives saying this is what society says is the right way that you need to look, you need to act. And in all actuality, at the end of the day, those things don't matter. They don't. None of those things matter. What another person's opinion and what they think of you doesn't matter. Now, in the situation where I was talking to my friend, where this is a job-related thing, it does matter what the interviewer thinks of you, and it does matter what your work performance is, because it does have a play in that. But personally wise, they don't know me. They don't know how hard I've really worked. They don't know what I've been through, the blood, sweat, and tears on how much I've worked to get to where I'm at right now. They don't know any of that. They just know a really quick snapshot of where they're at, and they look at it and say, okay, here's the body of work that you have. Great, awesome. Now tell me about the answer to these questions. And if you didn't answer the questions right, you could be looked at differently, and then they judge you and make an opinion of you, and then there's your decision. So think about that. His situation was going on at work. We deal with it all the time in our journey. So all our lives, whether it's professional, whether it's personal, whatever, we're always battling what people think of us. And we're always battling opinions and those kind of things. Okay? So why do we let other people's opinions define what we think of ourselves? To be honest with you, we really shouldn't care. You do you. I mean, you've heard me say that on a few podcasts. You do what works for you. Stop worrying about what other people think of you. Stop worrying about what people, how people judge you, and what you think or what you read or what you hear is what society feels is normal for you to be. It's our goal a lot of times to be able to have a better body or work out more effectively or do things professionally that are going to, all of us have goals, all of us. But a lot of those goals are fabricated based on the fact that society says, here's what the normal is, and here's what you should do. When in all actuality, you really should just list out the items that you want to accomplish in your life based on the fact that you know you could feel better about yourself, or you could do good for others, or you could invest in the world, or whatever it is that you want to be able to put down, and you should go for it. You know, we talked a lot about last night, which is also very relevant to me and you here on this podcast, is you might have dreams and aspirations that you want to go for things. And you have people that are the devil's advocate folks. You might say, I want to one day open up a hot air balloon company because I like hot air balloons. So all these people look at you and say, listen, don't be dumb. Don't be stupid. What are you thinking? You know nothing about hot air balloons. You have this dream that you wanted to be able to accomplish this. Why don't you get back to doing what you know how to do to have that constant paycheck and go to your constant grind and do everything that you're supposed to be doing and what society tells you to do, instead of taking the risk that you need to take? Why would you do that? Why would you take a risk? Listen, you got way too much riding on this. You know, you've got a family. You've got whatever else to be able to take care of. You can't take risks like that. What are you thinking? And in all actuality, you should have people around you going, go for it. Dude, you want to do hot air balloons? I'll help promote it with you. You want to achieve great things? I'm right there with you. I'm going to lift you up to get you there because we're going to do it together. I mean, that's really what we should be doing. But because we've failed so many times in our lives, or because we've been told no, just like my friend at his interviews and just like me at interviews of positions that I've wanted to accomplish, because we felt that pain of the no or skinned our knee or fell down and those kind of things, we're afraid to take the risk. We're afraid of getting on that skateboard for the first time, going as fast as we can and trying to do an ollie with the back lip of the board to be able to lift it in the air because we're afraid that we're going to fall flat on our face and hurt ourselves. And this is human nature. Human nature is, let's go the safe route, pal. The people that are wired the right way, the most successful people in the world are the people that, one, don't take other people's opinions into play, and they go for everything. They go for it. They do not live in a space where there's limits, and they just continue to go for it. Recently, although there's a lot of hot water with Facebook, with Mark Zuckerberg and all of the things that are going on right now with the privacy issues and this, that, and the other. The funny thing about it is that there was a comment that he made yesterday, I think it was, and he was responding to it. You know, he's apologizing for all the stuff and they're going to put some things in motion and resources. And he was describing the journey of Facebook and having a dream one day that he just wanted to give a social media outlet for college kids to be able to connect from here to there. And then it grows into over 2 billion users and it's like, out of control. So for him, he mentioned something in there that stood out to me. And he said, I've tried more things and failed than other people do in a whole entire lifetime, and I'm only in, what, he's only like 30 years old or whatever. He's tried more things and failed than I do in a lifetime. So what that tells me is he's got no limits to his risks. He just knows what he wants and he goes for it. Why can't we do that? Why can't we live in a space where the norm, the societal norm, and the people that are looking at us saying, you can't accomplish this, or what are you doing, and why would you risk that, and don't do that. Why can't we just take those limits off, remove the limiters, and just go for gold? Why can't we go for our dreams? We're afraid of failure. That's exactly what it is. We're afraid that we're going to fail ourselves and then people that love us and care for us around us. And then there's also a possibility that we might be just afraid of what people's opinions of us will be when we fail. Because more often than not, when you're going for your dreams and you're just kind of plugging through and you're just absolutely throwing yourself headfirst into the pool, you will fail, okay? There is going to be times that you're going to fail. Now, how you brush yourself off, you stand up, you move on, you do what you have to do, those are the more difficult times. But those are the times of, if you want your dream bad enough, you're going to continue to go for it. Skinning your knee and scraping your elbow is not going to hold you back from achieving the goals and accomplishments that you want to be able to go for. Now, I don't know if that makes a lot of sense. I think it does, because it does to me. But I think it helps us in our journey. His professional venture of what him going there to be told no at an interview of a position that he felt that he was ready for, that he could accomplish and do, is the same exact thing as us trying to go for things and being told no also. What's the worst that happened to him? Is that he heard no. He was told, nope, can't do it, not going to hire you, we're going to move on to somebody different. That's the worst that could happen to him. He still has a job. He still gets paid. He may not be doing exactly what he wants to do, but now he has a framework of knowing, if I don't put myself out there, I'm never going to know. What if he didn't apply for it? And then somebody else gets it that is totally unworthy, and then you're looking at it going, oh, what? I should have applied for that. I could have gotten that job over that person or whatever. Then we live in regrets, and none of us want to live in regrets. None of us. Because if you have regrets, by the time you leave or by the time you're on your deathbed, you're going to regret all the things that you didn't do in your life. So pull the Band-Aid off and go for it. How hard is it for you to actually try to do something and redefine yourself based on what you feel and not what others give you opinions of? Other people's opinions do not matter. You're the only person that has any relevant impact on what is going to happen in your life. And it only stems from how you feel about yourself, how you have faith in yourself, and if you believe in yourself. And if you can believe in yourself and you can have faith in the fact that you are going to accomplish great things, you can do whatever you set your mind to. I believe that. And I think that that's something that we all have to get our heads wrapped around. I'm not going to listen to other people anymore. I'm not. Unless those other people are looking at me to say, brother, you can accomplish great things. And I'm there with you, and we're going to do it together. Those are the people that I'm going to surround myself with. If you look at me and tell me I can't accomplish things, I got no time for you anymore. See you later. My life is way too short for me not to try to accomplish all the things that I want to accomplish. And I'm hoping that you guys take the same exact approach. Because we only live once. Let's go out there and make it the best life that we can live. Okay? Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquidchaino 1973 podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Liquidchaino 1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.